inches as waves grow too big for even the most experienced...
Billy Weather Center.
It's Tommy. I'm down at the beach.
I'm in the middle of something, Tommy. What do you need?
There's hail the size of golf balls coming down here.
Low pressure system moving along the California coastline is creating a cyclonic system across the L.A. basin.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, boss, turn on the weather channel right away. I think we have to issue a tornado warning.
What are you talking about?
Palmdale and Lancaster are reporting wind speeds in excess of 70 miles per hour. Conditions that are highly unusual for California.
Building a forecast.
What's going on here?
They just issued a tornado warning in Los Angeles.
Breaking news as we prepare to go live to Los Angeles. Mixed reports are
coming in.
Some extreme weather occurring in the area. Okay, we're now going live to our Fox affiliate in Los Angeles.
Coverage now from our Fox 11 chopper. Are you there, Bart?
Yes, I'm here. These tornadoes are forming so fast.
What?
Oh my God. Lisa, are you getting this on camera? This tornado just came and erased the Hollywood sign. The Hollywood sign is gone. It's just shredded. Damage down there, and there are people down there taking pictures.
Hey, what the hell are you guys doing? Go for cover. You can't stay here. Get out of here.
What you're seeing are two actual tornadoes striking Los Angeles International Airport. Wait, it looks like they joined and formed one large tornado.
Tommy!
Oh my God!
Jeff, where are you?
I'm on the line. Yes, fine. I'm on my way in now.
Jeff, you're on TV right in the middle of it.
God. Oh, my God.
You gotta get out of here, man.
That bus just got dropped on top of that Porsche. Oh, my God. I hope no one was in that car.
For our national audience just joining us now, we are going live to downtown Los Angeles right now. Tommy?
If you look over there behind me, that's a tornado.
Yes, a twister in Los Angeles. It's one of many tornadoes that are destroying our city. There's another one. That's the Los Angeles skyline. It's unbelievable. It's new. I've never seen anything like that.
Mr. President, Los Angeles has been devastated by a series of tornadoes. On top of that, the FAA wants your approval to suspend all air traffic.
What do you think we should do?
Until we can figure out what's going on here, I don't think we have much choice, sir.
What you're seeing is what's left of downtown Los Angeles.
Hey, man, I just got off the phone with my mom.
Excuse me, you guys. I'm really sorry, but we need to change the channel.
Grounded all air traffic in the United States.
Unfortunately, the order came too late for two planes that were brought down by severe turbulence in the Midwest. The first flight...
So much for one in a billion.
All right, listen up, everybody. Listen up, please. We've got a lot of work to do, and we don't have much time, so let's get started, please. Vorstein.
All our grid models are worthless.
I don't think grid models are going to be a lot of help here. The Canadians are reporting tremendous circulation moving down from the Arctic. In Siberia, there's a low-pressure system unlike anything we've seen, and Australia just saw the strongest typhoon ever recorded.
Hang on, are you saying that these things are interconnected?
We have to consider the possibility.
The only force strong enough to affect global weather is the sun.
The sun is going through, I mean, it's like a popcorn popper, is going through a cycle that they'd never seen. It's supposed to end the normal 11-year cycle in the year 2000, and now it's just continuing on. The CMEs, the coronal mass ejections, are higher than ever. In fact, we're supposed to get hit within a few hours here with a full coronal mass ejection here that just happened within the last 24 hours because a small comet went by. And this triggered this ejection of material from the sun.
Causing this weather, and why? Why is Brian? We prepare to go live to Los Angeles. Causing this weather, and why? Why is Brian? We prepare to go live to Los Angeles.
Lower Manhattan is virtually inaccessible.
Here in New Delhi, it's snowing.
In Nova Scotia, the ocean rose by 25 feet.
What you see is happening